My name is Eric from Catskill, and you're listening to WGXC Acre 90.7 FM.
Hello, and welcome to the better weather for Tuesday, October 24th. Local early morning temperatures range from 32 degrees in Medusa and Copaic to 38 in Tannersville. Regional average soil temperature is 53 degrees. That freezing morning out there turns into a cool afternoon. A few early morning raindrops may fall on us, and then some morning fog clears out by 10 a.m. We see a rapid increase in temperature hitting 60 degrees by 3 p.m. Overnight, it dips to 44 degrees. Then tomorrow makes it all the way up to 69. It is going to be cloudy but dry. 54 degrees overnight takes us into a nice looking Thursday with a high of 71. Friday, still dry, hitting 74 degrees in the afternoon. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 6:08 a.m., high tide at 11:47 a.m., and low tide once again at 6:26 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 55 degrees and the tide strength will be average. Sunset today will be at 5:48 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:14 a.m. Looking way up, we see plasma winds will be slow at 382 kilometers per second with a thin density of 1 proton per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 8 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board overnight. There are no chances for aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 25. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, featuring first-run and repertory films at movie theaters located in Rhinebeck and Saugerties, as well as live music, filmmaker conversations, staged readings, community events, variety shows, magic, comedy, and more. The latest schedules, as well as upcoming pop-up events at the community theater in Catskill, can be found at upstatefilms.org.
Welcome to Forgotten Geek on WGXE 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Corey McCaslin here with some spooky Halloween goodness, including Switchblade Symphony, Gem Slips, and covers of classics by Bauhaus, Billie Eilish, and Warren Zevon. First, a smattering of geek speak. The writer's strike is now nearly a month over, the announcement coming right after I sent in my last show, because of course it did, but congratulations for what, from all reports, was a win for one of the historically disrespected roles in the Hollywood ecosystem. Unfortunately, the studio overseers haven't changed that much, and the actors' part of the strike has continued to drag on. Talks began, then quickly broke down, with the AMPTP and the Gang of Four, the main studio heads, walking out of negotiations several weeks ago. Netflix's Ted Sarandos claiming SAG-AFTRA's streaming revenue sharing proposal would impose, quote, a subscriber levy unrelated to viewing or success, unquote. SAG fired back at the claim it would cost $800 million a year is baseless and they're willing to negotiate that term but not throw it out completely, as the AMPTP apparently wants. The union also says the studios still want first-day consent from actors on using AI to create digital replicas for future use in franchise and cinematic universes. Subsequently, a number of A-listers, including Clooney, ScarJo, and Tyler Perry, and more, proposed removing the salary cap on dues so more well-off members like them could pay more in, and also installing a bottom-up plan to give lower-tier talent greater residuals from work for bigger names on projects. SAG Prez Fran Drescher thanked them but said it's a non-starter due to both federal regulations and union rules. As of now, SAG and the AMPTP are scheduled to resume negotiations today, and it has been announced talks will resume soon with the video game industry after the first meeting quickly led to nothing but said industry also being struck. Whatever the truth, the damage to the Association of Motion Picture and Television Producers has been done, as Deadline broke that 2,300 film and television producers delivered a petition on October 10th to AMPTP President Carol Lombardi. They want the last P taken out of the name. First step towards their own fight for better than the currently non-existent health care they receive and being the last paid, if at all, given how many projects wither on the vine, despite the major role they play in creation and, well, production. So now we come to our first set, beginning with a theme to something that didn't quite wither on the vine but didn't make it to the table. From a currently unnamed composer, here's the leaked theme for the incomplete and canceled DreamWorks 2015 animated comedy B.O.O., Bureau of Otherworldly Operations.
My, look what we have here. Oh, no, don't look at me like that. Come here. I have a little proposition for you. Hey, kid, I know you can hear me. Kid, I know you can see. Hey, kid, things about to get crazy, so just sit right there and you listen to me. I've seen more than you can imagine. I've heard things to torture your soul. Join me and we'll both get ahead. Kid, shake my hand and then we'll both have it all. Don't let go of this opportunity, 'cause there's no guarantee it'll last. What say you, little pal, have we got a deal? Haven't got all day, so you'd best think fast. Side with me, kid, I'll have your back. Count me in when confidence is all you lack. Price is simple, rather sparing. Time is slipping, life is choices, let's start living. You've always been different. They'll just drag you down, don't you see? It's tough, but you gotta be brave. They're just dead weight. You gotta cut away to be free. You know that they'll try to deceive you,
Your hunches were right from the start. You don't have to sit and play good boy. Take a stand and tear this world all apart. Time draws short, you've gotta make up your mind. I don't offer these things every day. Little tree, how big that you could grow up if you'll just say the word and you let me stay. Side with me, kid, I'll have your back. Count me in when confidence is all you lack. Price is simple, rather sparing. Time is slipping, life is choices, let's start living. So bad, huh?
Watch your mouth, breath, my love. You don't sleep, you're on your tail.
Alone. What a bad guy.
That was Zordia covering Billy Eichner's Bad Guy, preceded by Madame Macabre's 2023 remake of her cover of Villain's song The Cipher from Gravity Falls. And we began with the unknown composer's theme for the canceled DreamWorks supernatural comedy tune Boo, Bureau of Otherworldly Operations. Speaking of otherworldly, here's some news from the horror corner of entertainment. I stand by my defense of the recent Halloween trilogy, but yeah, great job proving your critics right, David Gordon Green. The relative failure of Exorcist Believer and the franchise's low negative reaction from audiences and critics is sending Universal's head spinning. While the film will probably at worst break even budget-wise, the studio spent $400 million to acquire the Exorcist rights, including streaming and theme park attractions, and had planned two more installments over the next several years. The Hollywood Reporter says that is still the plan, but obviously there's going to be some major changes behind the scenes. And those changes will also hopefully include not letting Gordon Green anywhere near Camp Crystal Lake should Blumhouse's ambitions be fulfilled. Shortly before the release of an installment in an already uneven franchise that had many saying they appreciate the infamous first sequel more now, Blum right-hand man Ryan Turek told Screen Rant they have their eyes on the film end of Friday the 13th. To be fair, Turek's statement indicates they know to keep it simple, stupid, a summer camp, some campers, and Jason in a hockey mask, so hopefully no attempt to shove social commentary into the story. Note this is all unrelated to the Brian Fuller TV reboot still in development, but yeah, we all know the issues with the undeniably talented Mr. Fuller getting across the finish line, or at least still being on a project when it does cross that. Next iteration of Halloween will be back at the, for once it's a good to be in a name only, Miramax. Deadline breaking owner that owners Trunkus International Films have made a deal to take Michael Myers to television streaming that will potentially launch a cinematic universe covering film and TV. So Halloween Origins, Ben Tramer, here we come. Concluding this chain, the originator of Mr. Myers' Rampage has finally returned to the director's chair. Recently debuting on Peacock, John Carpenter's Suburban Screams is the master six-episode take on true crime in suburban settings, Carpenter directing an episode along with producing and, of course, composing. The Twilight of the Dead approaches as the machinist director Brad Anderson is signed on to helm George Romero's final posthumous installment of his groundbreaking saga. The other zombie classic that spun out of the Romeroverse is getting a reboot because, well, part 3's falling notwithstanding, and my own good 80s horror edict on the first sequel, there's really nowhere to go with the Tar Man but back to the start. Bloody Disgusting reports Muck and Kill Her Goats director Steve Walsh will helm the Return to Living Dead reboot with the promise to stay true to the original's R-rated dark comedy tone. Rock and Roll Martian. For those unaware, the Sunday night show I used to co-host was named after a bit from The Devil's Wish, or as I and show creator Jill Sutton first knew it, the second half of MST3K classic Merlin's Shop of Mystic Wonders. It was actually an edited down to family-friendly version of that movie, and an authorized adaptation of Stephen King's short story The Monkey, which is now getting its own official adaptation with James Wan producing, with Osgood Perkins, director of Long Legs, helming, and Theo James, star of The White Lotus, starring in the story of brothers who discover a toy monkey in their father's attic, only for strange deaths and accidents to follow, despite their attempts to rid themselves of the cursed object. Remember, kids, every time a monkey bangs its cymbals, a devil gets his horns. I will not make you endure even a second of my imitation of Love Spit Love's cover of How Soon Is Now. If that'll be one of the numbers Nancy and crew bust out remains to be seen, but the craft screenwriter Peter Filardi told Bloody Disgusting he's been approached to translate the 90s teen witch cult classic starring Fairuza Balk and Neve Campbell into a stage musical. Closing out the first half, here's E. Rock's rendition of the Phantasm theme. We'll be right back. Forgotten Geek on WGXC continues, that set beginning with Eat Rock's cover of the Phantasm theme, followed by Evil Eye by Jim Slips, and concluded with Leave Only Shadows by Horrorfall. This Halloween's penultimate set begins with StevieRicks.com giving us his imagining of how David Bowie would cover Warren Zevon's classic Werewolves of London.
With a Chinese menu in his hand, walking through the streets of Soho in the rain. He was looking for a place called Lee Ho Flux. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Ah, woo, werewolves of London. Ah, woo. Ah, woo. If you hear him howling around your kitchen door, better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again. Ah-woo, werewolves of London. Ah-woo. Ah-woo, werewolves of London. Ah-woo. He's the hairy-handed gents. Lately he's been over how to make fire. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Ah-woo, werewolves of London. Ah-woo. Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lord Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada with Trader Vic's. His hair was perfect. Ah, woo, werewolves of London. Ah-woo, werewolves of London. Draw blood. Ah-woo, werewolves of London. Ah-woo. Ah-woo, werewolves of London.
over the head of your bed. It swings so wrong, like a mobile-in to help you sleep. Don't be silly, no sudden movement, or you will sleep forever. All in your eye and an awful smell with the early morning sun. Sleep tight, stay quiet, don't move, don't moan, don't toss no turn. Look to, look to, look to, look to, look to, look to. This is not a warning, we are not like that. It's your only show how far we can go. You see, we could, but if we would, it depends on you. You see, we could, but if we would, it depends on you. The horses hay at the foot of your bed, smiles at you like the first smile on the first morning. But it's ice game, gone an empty on the sheets and the carpet, with sucker's blood and an awful smell with the early morning sun. Sleep tight, stay quiet, don't move, don't moan, don't toss no turn. Look to, look to, look to, look to, look to, look to. This is not a warning, we are not like that. It's your only show how far we can go. You see, we could, but if we would, it depends on you. You see, we could, but if we would, it depends on you. You see, we could, but if we would, it depends on you. You see, we could, but if we would, it depends on you.
That was Paralyzed Age with Nocturne, before which was a live performance of Dollhouse by Switchblade Symphony, and we began with StevieRicks.com as David Bowie covering Werewolves of London. For this holiday edition's final set, we've got a double cover of Bauhaus classics, starting with Bela Lugosi's Dead by Terminatrix.
children of the night. What music they make.
Thank you.
That was Fiction's rendition of In the Flat Field, preceded by another Bauhaus cover, Terminatrix's Bela Lugosi's Dead. Thanks for listening. Stay safe as you enjoy Halloween. I'll be back in 3 Tuesdays to finish One Hitters 1979. Now let us start our trick-or-treating with the Enigma TNG's take on the classic theme from Halloween.